Blog Talk Radio.
Making sense that way, I ain't gotta pack. Get up in the booth, getting shocking with the cold. What you know about cold?
Y'all, welcome back to Mixture of Arts on EOTM Radio, the place where art is in all diversity of music. This is your girl, the one and only Say to Say What, holding it down one more again. And you guys, you know we have an awesome show for you guys to nights. And as always, EOTM will always bring encouragement, empowerment, and enlighten like-minded individuals by increasing network, because we understand it increases network for sure. All right, Joe, now speaking of network, if you ever wonder how you can become a sponsor for EOTM, or maybe if you're looking for new ways to market yourself, you can definitely go ahead and contact EOTM Media Group for a free marketing analysis at pr@eotmradio.com. And tell them that your girl Say To Say What sent you. All right? All right, folks. Now, this morning show is kind of out of my comfort zone, but I feel like it's something that most people think about but are hesitant to talk about. But everybody knows that the world is a lie, right? And basically want us to lie about who we are and what we are truly like behind closed doors. Now, my question to you is, have you ever wondered why successful people hide who they really are because of their role in society? And who is worth to judge what they do in their personal life to how they perform at the job? And are you a successful individual or know of someone? You can definitely go ahead and call in at 718-664-6543 and share your comments or your story. Now, my thing is this, y'all. Like, seriously. 2 days ago, I was talking to a close friend of mine, right? And we was basically talking about using different marketing strategies to get to our main goal as far as this whole internet radio thing. And now, we got on the topic of how when you're working for someone other than yourself, you can't really do what you really want to do because your quote-unquote boss might not approve of it or maybe think that your idea is not going to work. Now, let's say for instance, local radio personalities, right, hardly get to talk about what they really want to talk about. And if they really wanted to talk about legalizing weed, for instance, like I did on my last week's show, they couldn't admit to the fact that they smoke marijuana during their spare time. Why? Because it's simple. Because most likely their boss will say that it's bad for their company and probably think that it wouldn't be a good show. Now, listen, folks, I'm just saying in general because of the type of person I am. I'm going to speak my mind whether you like it or who like it. And to be real with you, I mean, that's why I prefer to be an entrepreneur on the move. You dig? Because, I mean, I'm just saying, can nobody tell me what to say and how to say it and when to say it? And that's the problem with the world today and have always been. I'm just saying, like, the media is always keeping these big old secrets, so they play it in our minds that hiding our true self is okay, when really it is not okay to be fake about who you really are. I mean, just because, like, for instance, just because I'm a president, that means it's a crime to cheat on my wife. Or just because I'm the mayor, I can't be gay. Or shit, just because I'm a pastor, that means I'm not supposed to smoke weed or drink wine or something crazy like that. Yep, I said pastor smoking weed. Yep, because seriously, though, weed is from the earth and not a man-made drug. Now, I'm just saying, folks, if you have a comment about what I have to say, you can definitely go ahead and call in at 718-664-6543, and we can talk about it. I'm just saying. With that being said, I'm going to go ahead and put on a few callers that I see on air right now. The first number I see is 678-754. You are live. What's popping? What's really, really good?
What's popping? What's up? What's up, Say Two?
Oh, what's goody? What's good, homie?
Everything. Just having to be listening in on the show.
Okay, cool. Is there something that you want to go ahead and comment about what I said? And for you guys that don't know, this is my homie Ty, a.k.a. Still. actually Stills was the person I was talking to and was the one who actually brought up the topic as far as this. Is there something that you want to go ahead and say, Ty? What's good?
I mean, honestly, I think everybody, like you said it best when you said just not I guess, being honest to your fans or being honest to people and being your true self is honestly not cool for your own self. It's not really hurting
That's
the people
true.
You lying to. It's hurting your own self, really. But
can you
a lot
like
of people
like
that's been successful and that are successful that may not tell us the truth. I wouldn't know exactly if they're telling us all truths, but that is a good topic. Yeah, eventually,
okay,
I guess what you say, that it was done in the dark comes to light.
Okay, now, for instance, I'm just saying, I mean, seriously, though, I'm just saying, like, who is the media to really sit there and really judge you on what you do with your job? I mean, if you are doing good within your niche or whatever, if you are doing an excellent job right now while you are doing you, why should it be a problem into letting the world know? I kind of understand it is not the world's business to really know what you're doing, but, like, in a sense, with, like, for instance, if the world did find out what you was doing, why should it be a crime? Why should it be such a big deal into the world knowing what you do during your spare time? It is not that serious. Like, we are all human beings, and we are not perfect, and we are not God, okay? I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Everybody, I mean, I shouldn't even say, oh, it's a mistake that you've done what you've done. If smoking weed during your spare time is what you do, shoot, go ahead and do what you do. I mean, as long as it's not affecting your job or how you perform at the job, I don't understand why it should be a problem into people judging you because of what you do and how you or how you do things. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree. It's honestly the catch-22 of how society paint pictures of everything. We got people on covers of magazines and how you're supposed to look, and once you say you're a president or you own this, you own that, you're supposed to be a certain criteria or act a certain way. Society does that. It's been doing that for years.
Ty, do you feel as though, as far as the media, as far as they put it out there into people not really admitting to themselves as far as who they really, really are, do you feel as though that the media kind of traps us into thinking that we're not supposed to be real with ourselves, and as far as really being bold as far as that, because they are actually trying to hide things that they're doing that is wrong?
Mm-hmm. Well, I wouldn't say hide things that they're doing that's wrong. I think if they know it's behind closed doors, it's like you got to come dig this dirt up to come find it, but it's going to empower somebody. The more that you can sit there and just do as you feel and see fit, the more empowered you will feel. And I don't think they want everybody, I guess, publicly to be stressing like that, us to link up in numbers or understand exactly our power as self.
Okay, cool. All right, Joe, if you have a question or if you want to comment on something that me or Ty just said, you guys can definitely go ahead and call in at 718-664-6543. I see some more callers on the phone right now. but you guys will have to go ahead and hold tight for 1 second. Ty, are you going to stay on or are you going to go ahead and hang up?
Yeah, I listen to the show. I stay on.
All right, cool. All right, y'all, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break real quick, and we're going to come back. For you guys that are holding on, please stay tight, and I will get back to you in 1 second. All right, folks. The first song I'm going to go ahead and play real quick is my homie Chef Dizzle with All With Me. Y'all hold tight, all right? Cool.
Whoa. What's up? It's and demand. If y'all don't know, I be shopping, I be spending, I be balling till I'm broke. If there's a limit, I ain't seen it, cause I'm balling like a pro. Just got some money in my pocket and I'm about to let it go. In the club acting crazy, I'm as tipsy as can be. Throwing money like it's nothing, about as far as I can see. 2010, this is the year I'm going far as I can see. So grab your telescope, I'm flying high, discard your submarine. Being lazy's what I like, some say I'm crazy like a crow. I'm so fine, you deny something your lady wouldn't show. Whoever gets out with the thought of why your lady wouldn't go. I got your girl like my career, I guess that means she's about to blow. All the women, they be chasing me, and I know why. All my clothes and shoes updated, yes sir, I'm so fly. Tell them, bitch, I make this money fly.
Bitch, I make this money fly.
Tell them, bitch, I make this money fly. Bitch, I make this money fly. Get them all out every weekend to upgrade my style. Spending money, going reckless, and I'm just so wild. Tell them, bitch, I make this money fly.
Bitch, I make this money fly.
Tell them, bitch, I make this money fly. Bitch, I make this money fly. I've been hustling, I've been hoping, I'm the rapper of the year. You stuck in trapping, cause your rapping won't be happening for years. Hit them all and buy it all, it seems it's happening in here. Hit the bar and drink it all and see you acting while you're here. Making all my money disappear, that's what I seem to do. That makes the life of Phantom Man and the magician interview. Sometimes I spend my money quick and I be sitting here confused. Did I blow it on the clothes and shoes or was it on the coupe? I stay clean like I'm detergent, moving fast like I am sound. All my fans, they know I show them love and pass when I'm in town. I know that we ain't in school, but have some class when I'm around. With the women, it feels like I'm at a draft when I'm around. All the women, they be chasing me, and I know why. All my clothes and shoes updated, yes sir, I'm so fly. Tell them, bitch, I make this money fly.
Bitch, I make this money fly.
Tell them, bitch, I make this money fly. Bitch, I make this money fly. Pick them all out every weekend to upgrade my style. Spending money, going reckless, and I'm just so wild. Tell them, bitch, I make this money fly.
Bitch, I make this money.
Tell them, bitch, I make this money fly. Bitch, I make this money fly. It's raining, it's pouring, your nigga, he was snoring. I guess that brought you here into the club tonight. And just make this money fly, I'm about to throw some dubs tonight. All these bitches jocking me, which one am I gon' fuck tonight? A nigga make so many moves, I'm telling what I'm about to do. I'm about to hit the floor again like, damn, I just got some shoes. Never had no haters, everybody say that I'm a fruit. I am so official, I'm surprised that I don't write the rules. All up in the club, by the bar, out about every week. Sometimes I hit the strip and let it pour out on the super freak. Some drink it till they fall out, I just drink till I'm with super freak. Some people say I'm dreaming, I say nah, I think you asleep. That's right, cuz all the women, they be chasing me, and I know why. All my clothes and shoes updated, yes sir, I'm so fly. Tell them, bitch, I make this money fly.
Bitch, I make this money fly.
Tell them, bitch, I make this money fly. Bitch, I make this money fly. Pick them all out every weekend to upgrade my style. Spending money, going reckless, and I'm just so wild. Tell them, bitch, I make this money fly.
Bitch, I make this money fly.
Tell them, bitch, I make this money fly. Bitch, I make this money fly.
I'm the nigga in the club that you see. Wonder why your girl keeps looking at me.
Maybe it's my swagger,
cause I done made this money fly. And I know that you wanna try, but you know that you can't. Cause they call me Handsome Man.
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 They call me Handsome Man. Whoa.
Yep, yep, what's poppin', y'all? Welcome back to Mixture of Us with your girl, C2, say what, hone it down. All right, y'all, I see some callers that have hung up. Please, y'all, do not hang up. You guys can definitely go ahead and call back at 718-664-6543 to conversate with your girl. All right, y'all, we are, right now, we are talking about the hidden secrets behind successful individuals. One thing for sure that I notice is that I really don't understand. And this kind of bothers me because, like, in a sense, it's really ridiculous how the whole world takes it so huge. It's like they take situations to like a whole another level. Like, for instance, I could give a great example. Like, let's say with the whole Tiger Woods incident, right, with him cheating on his wife. Now, my thing is this, okay? Yes, you might be famous and everything, and you are well-known. I mean, but I'm just saying, like, a man is going to be a man regardless. I mean, yeah, men cheat, okay? And just because you are famous and just because you are, I guess, make all this money and stuff like that does not mean that you should be eliminated from making any type of mistake. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm pretty sure cheating on his wife was not a mistake because, I mean, you are married and you did put in these vows to say that you was going to love your wife regardless. But I'm pretty sure he loved his wife, but I'm just saying, men cheat, women cheat. You know what I'm saying? It is not that serious. I don't understand why the media was really making it such a big deal just because he make all this money, as if he is just highly, like of God or something like that. I mean, seriously, law. I'm just saying, seriously. The media just, I don't know what to call it. But at the same time, it's just, it kind of pisses me off because it's like, I mean, can you just let people be who they are and not judge them based on what they do? I mean, the guy does golf. He does good in what he does. He is making money off of what he does, and he does it very, very well. Why should you base what he does outside of his career on his career? You know what I'm saying? Like, why would you sit there and call him all types of names and just make fun of him and like all this other ridiculous type of stuff? I'm just saying, though. I'm just saying, y'all. I am just saying, like, it is not that serious. And people be trying to act like they're just so perfect, which I'm pretty sure they are not. And, you know, I'm pretty sure half of these people that are successful and are in the limelight have secrets. It's a known fact that everybody has secrets. So just because your dirt has not come out in the light does not mean that it is not going to come out in the light, because truth be told, whatever that is done in the darkness is going to come out in the light anyway. So you might as well just go ahead and face it. Just go ahead and face it. I'm just saying, like, so what if he cheated on his wife? Okay, so what? That was his relationship. He needs to deal with that with his wife. It is nobody's business. And people just need to go ahead and just mind their own damn business. I mean, I'm just saying, for real. Once again, for those of you that was on before and that hung up, you can definitely go ahead and call in at 718-664-6543. Ty, I see that you are still on the phone. Is there anything that you want to say regarding what I just mentioned about Tiger Woods?
Tiger? Oh,
yes.
Man. Nah, I won't add anything to that one on that.
Why is that? Is that because that you don't want to say something bad about him, or is it just what?
Nah, honestly, I was in and out on the conversation, but I did hear some of the points you were saying, and I think you kind of touched on it pretty good yourself. But honestly, like you said, it's gonna come out. It's gonna come out whether you're trying to hide it or not.
Okay, so so about this whole successful thing, what is your definition of a successful person, and why do you think it's so very important for a successful person not to really show their true self to the world?
Man, honestly, I guess a successful person defines their self, what they call themselves, what was their goal, whether they want to match or meet. And once they meet their goal, I guess they can call themselves successful. And second question again?
Huh? I totally understand what you're saying as far as people meeting their true true goals, but what I'm saying is that why do you think it's important for them not to show their true self as far as who they really are and what they do? Like, why do you think a gay mayor, like let's say a mayor was gay and he has been keeping it a secret for years and years and years and years, why do you think it should be that important for a gay mayor to keep his gayness from the media? And why do you think that the media should take into consideration as far as him not being a mayor anymore just because he is gay? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. I guess simply because media has a link to the public, to the people. They can get the voice to the people. So if he feels that once the people hear this secret or know this, it will either change my votes or change people's minds or maybe even make people decide not from the beginning. I don't know. But just, like I said, from society, how society paint a picture of how we should be or what stereotype fits whom and how you should be if you run this business or you running as a mayor in any situation. It dictates mainly how you should be, and then media, most of the time, is the ones who play the role in telling us it being a little tattletale, you know, being a piece of paper and pen for us. Let us know what's going on.
I mean, in my personal opinion, as far as the media and everything like that, I mean, like, for instance, let's take into consideration as far as 9/11, okay? I mean, in my personal opinion, as far as the whole 9/11 situation, honestly, I really think that the government has something to do with the whole 9/11 situation, and they are covering that because you have to understand that the whole government, the whole government thing is such a scam. I'm just saying, like, they do so much stuff that is undercover that they really, really do not want us to know the truth about every single thing that they do. And honestly, I really believe in my heart, you guys, I really do believe in my heart that even though they say that shit was a damn terrorist, I mean, let's be for real. When you guys saw the buildings from the Twin Towers, when you guys saw the towers bombed in New York, seriously, did that look like an actual bomb? Let's be for real. That shit did not look like a damn bomb to me. A bomb would have blew that whole fucking building the hell up.
it would have, that shit would have bombed up. That shit did not bomb up. It looked like the building crumbled up. If you can remember how it looked like, I can remember I was probably in the what? I would say I was probably in the ninth grade when that happened. And I was sitting in my art class, and I'm sitting over here watching this TV, and I'm looking at these buildings, and I'm thinking in my mind, like, hold up, that don't look like no damn bomb. Like, it looked like somebody planted something in there, and it just made the building crumble up. It did not look like anything like a plane crashed into that building. Can you remember what happened?
Yeah, like you said, honestly, when the plane hit, from my understanding, I don't know really how thick or what's the mass of the Twin Towers. I've never been there. But I know from what I do see and know, they're pretty big buildings. And I know for what they was holding and how many people, the capacity, they couldn't be no light buildings. And like you said, they crumbled from the bottom. I don't know why would they crumble from the bottom the way they did. But,
exactly.
The planes hit up top, but then again, who knows? I really can't speculate. I don't know if it was vibration from it. I can't really put the pinpoint on what was what. Honestly, it just looks real fishy, and sometimes you just question and wonder. But
exactly.
That's like a lot of things.
It did not even look right, right? That that whole incident did not even look real to me, to be for real. And it's so funny how, like, I can remember back in the day how, like, I would say, for instance, with the whole incident with Abraham Lincoln. It just seems like whenever we have a president that really, really keeps it real, like, I remember Abraham Lincoln was, like, truly, truly for the people. I mean, seriously. He was one of those presidents to where he really knew what was going on. Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure that all presidents know what the hell is going on, but not all presidents are really going to sit there and really try to tell people what the hell is going on, what the hell is going on behind closed doors. And I truly believe that every president in the whole world that has been assassinated was assassinated because they was really trying to get to the people and let the world know what the hell is going on behind these motherfucking governments. I mean, the government is pretty fishy, okay? And, I mean, of course they put all this stuff in our heads about what we should be doing and what is not right and how we should portray ourselves to be. But you got to think about stuff like the whole eliminating thing. Like, people like hip-hop artists and all that type of stuff are joining these secrets about these secret secret clubs. And these people are joining these secret clubs because they have in their minds, and these people are telling them, if you join these secret clubs, that you will become successful. So, with that being said, I mean, who the fuck is you to tell me, like, not to be real with myself? I'm just saying, if you're not going to be real, why the fuck should I not be real with myself? Or why shouldn't I be able to speak my mind about how the hell I feel about something? Because I'm afraid of who the hell is going to feel a certain way. Or I'm afraid because I'm going to lose my job because of how you want to think about what the hell I just said. Like, who the hell is you? You ain't nobody. You are just somebody that, you know, that have a lot of money. and just so happened that you got power because you have money. You see what I'm saying? It's like that shit doesn't make any sense to me at all.
Well, it's a catch-22 with that too, though. It's obviously, as being an entrepreneur, you do want to be able to voice your opinion and do your things as you see fit. But then you got to know you're running a business. And when you're running a business, only way to keep people coming to and from is good service. So if they feel threatened or feel like it's always offensive in this place, they're not gonna continue to come or even recommend anybody to come. But as you start to learn how to continue to bring in a lot more people and you know what I mean, the revenue, you learn how to treat people. Go back to morals and values, but
yes, I understand that you have to treat people with respect. Okay, yes, that is understandable. But you can still treat people with respect while being real. And that's the problem with the whole world now, is that people don't want to know the damn truth. It's like they say they want to know the truth, but hell nah, they don't want to know the truth. Why? Because they're going to feel offended, okay? And that's the whole problem. Like, how the hell are you going to tell me not to express myself when that's how the hell I feel about something? If I feel a certain way, why should I be scared of how the hell you will feel about it because of how you're going to feel or what you're going to do to me? I mean, you feel a certain way, shit, so what? I mean, if I'm telling you exactly how I feel, I mean, obviously, I'm expressing myself to you, and I'm letting you know, look, this is how you're treating me, and this is how the fuck I feel about something, and I would very much appreciate it if you was to treat me another way. I mean, there is nothing wrong with expressing yourself. Why? Because we are humans. If we don't express ourselves, it is in our nature to hold all this anger inside and then later on go psycho because we have all these emotions inside and we are unable to release all these emotions because of what other people are going to think about you. Like, that shit doesn't make any sense to me. And that's why people are acting crazy nowadays, because they can't, like, it's like they don't have any room to really express themselves the way they should be, because the world is looking at them in a certain way. And, like, truthfully, I think because people kind of kill themselves and commit suicide and stuff like that, it's because they feel trapped. They feel trapped in this whole fake-ass world, thinking of them in a bad way and then judging them because of what they do and who they are and then what they say. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, you're right. I feel you.
So, yeah. I mean, with that being said, y'all, I hope you guys enjoyed this conversation with your girl Say to Say What, and I hope what I said and what Ty has said has really got you guys thinking. I really do appreciate those who tune in with your girl Say to Say What. You guys can definitely go ahead and listen to Mixture of Arts next week, Wednesday night at 1 o'clock. I will be interviewing the one and only Dante Rules. You guys should definitely go ahead and stay tuned for that. He is definitely popping. He is very, very talented. You guys should definitely go ahead and call in next week and chat with your girl, Say to Say What on that. With that being said, y'all, thank you guys for listening, and if you guys have any comments about the show, you can definitely go ahead and leave a comment on our comment section on the blog talk, And for you guys that are also filling this segment, you should definitely go ahead and download our shows, and you can go ahead and rate our shows as well. All right, Joe, my time is up. I will definitely go ahead and hit you guys up next week and talk to you guys later. I'm going to go ahead and end this with a song. I'm going to go ahead. I don't know what song I'm going to go ahead and play, but I might just go ahead and play one of my favorite bands with Phoenix 1901. So I'm going to go ahead. All right, Joe, have a good night.
Well, bless.
All right, Joe, I see that we are having a technical difficulty right now, but I do see some more callers on the phone. You guys, I see the number 678-437. You are live. What's popping was really, really good.